Welcome to God's Loving Kindness in the Morning. Let's begin with Martin Luther's morning prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We give thanks to you, Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have protected us through the night from all danger and harm. And we beseech you to preserve and keep us this day also from all sin and evil, that in all our thoughts, words, and deeds we may serve and please you. Into your hands we commend our bodies and souls and all that is ours. Let your holy angels have charge concerning us, that the wicked one have no power over us. Amen. The Lord is in his holy temple. His throne is in heaven. The Lord is near to all who are of a humble and a contrite spirit. He hears the requests of the penitent and listens to their prayers. Let us therefore draw near with boldness to his throne of grace and confess our sins. Holy and righteous God, merciful Father, we confess to you that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against you by thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you above all things, nor our neighbor as ourselves, and are worthy therefore to be cast away from your presence if you should judge us according to our sins. But you have promised, O Heavenly Father, to receive with tender mercy all repentant sinners who turn to you and with a living faith seek refuge in your fatherly compassion and in the merits of the Savior, Jesus Christ. Our transgressions you will not regard nor count them against us. Relying upon your promise, we confidently pray that you would be merciful and gracious to us and forgive us all our sins to the praise and glory of your holy name. Amen. On Sunday mornings, we like to have a confession of faith, and we'll share the Nicene Creed with you this morning. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who, for us and for our salvation, came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and is seated on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We live in a complex world. We are bombarded by images on billboards, on computer, on TV, in plays, on presentations, in radio, and whatever. We go to performances and invite those who are acting to put images and ideas into our minds. Each of us are exposed to many things in our lifetime. We are subjecting our children as well as ourselves to things that we introduce into our minds. On TV alone, an American child will see 200,000 violent acts by age 18. 16,000 of those violent acts will be murder. Hollywood itself believes that violence on the tube is linked to violence in real life. At least 80% of those Hollywood executives anyway, according to the organization TV Turnoff Network. Is it any wonder that Satan is adept at bringing destructive ideas and disturbing thoughts into our heads at the most troublesome times? Many times we think that these thoughts are just bothersome, even normal, But God has given us our mind. We have control over how the mind works. Our mind is under our control. When we feel that we are not in control of our thinking, Satan is deceiving us. Would you believe that God's holy word has something to say about this very problem? It is found in Lamentations chapter 3, verses 21 through 26. Reading in Jesus' name. This I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope. Through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul, therefore I hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. It is good that one should hope and wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. When we look at these few verses, we have a central question that presents itself. What can we do when we have no hope? And the big idea behind this lesson is this: recall the Lord's loving kindness. Well, let's take a closer look at this Lamentations text. We're starting with verses 21 and 22, which give us this point. The Lord is faithful. God is a great resource. Often we get so involved with life that we forget God. We are like the man who was stranded in a broken-down car and recognized he had nothing, or at least he felt he had nothing, until he remembered that wallet in his back pocket. God is like that. God is a resource that is always present with us. We have hope when we remember that resource, the Lord himself. God cares for us, and he has enough mercy to last well beyond any lifetime we may anticipate. That's why Lamentations 3 can say, "This I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope. Through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not." Well, how can we understand how God's faithfulness works? This gets us to verses 22, 23, and 24 in our second point. The Lord is always there for us. You and I are lost without God. We essentially are used up and are empty without the hand of our Heavenly Father on our lives. We are old and lost without God's hand on us. God renews us. The Lord's faithfulness is bigger than we can imagine, and he promises to be with us. We can have confidence in our God. He is our fullness. He is our encourager. He is our hope. That's why Lamentations 3 can say, "Through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness, God. The Lord is my portion, says my soul, therefore I hope in him." Well, how can we have such confidence in God? Looking at verses 25 and 26, we get our third point. The Lord will come through for us. You and I are lost without God. Our soul is empty without him in our lives. But God is never far from us. God seeks out those who expect and hope in him. That's the meaning of the Hebrew word we often translate wait. When we wait for the Lord, when we expect and hope in him, that's when God brings his peace into our lives. Lamentations is a book that deals with destruction and loss. The Jewish people were destroyed. People marched off to subjugation. But Jeremiah, the writer of Lamentations, tells us clearly, God is there even when people are low. Not only is God there, but God saves. That's what Jehovah God did through our Savior Jesus Christ about 600 years after the book of Lamentations was inspired by the Holy Spirit. You and I are saved when we hope in the Lord and wait quietly for his salvation, even when it seems like 600 years to us. Jesus Christ, God made flesh, is indeed our salvation, and he is a friend closer than a brother. That's why Lamentations 3 can say, "The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. It is good that one should hope and wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord." As we end our time together, let us join in the prayer our Lord Jesus has taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory for ever and ever. Amen. Receive the Lord's benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This morning devotional is brought to you by your friends at historic Zion Lutheran Church in Silver Hill. We believe that the Lord calls on his people to worship him and share his word. Zion Lutheran Church is located on the corner of 7th Street and 4th Avenue, one block south of State Highway 104. We worship each Sunday at 10 a.m. with a traditional Lutheran service. Zion is located one block south of State Highway 104 near the historical Silver Hill Library. We share the Lord's Supper on the first and third Sundays of the month. Do you want additional information about our Lutheran fellowship? Go to our website, www.lutheransinsilverhill.com, or call us at 945-5209. God bless you. Have a good day.